Last night, around midnight, UC Berkeley personnel began barricading People's Park, towing cars around it and closing down adjacent streets, something that lawyers supporting the park say is illegal. A group of People's Park supporters were there throughout the night to prevent full destruction. Five of them were arrested. This morning, crews cut down most of the trees in the park. Including redwoods in the northwestern corner. At least three more people were arrested. Elisa Smith, a longtime Berkeley resident and activist, talked about her experience of seeing the trees she planted with her family 2 decades ago being cut down.
I didn't think it was going to happen so fast. This morning, about an hour ago, as soon as we were surrounded by 100 cops, or I don't even know how many cops, but as soon as they got us out of the fence, they immediately started the chainsaws, immediately. We were over there and we saw how fast they're just falling all these trees, and I saw my mom's tree, and so we ran over here. And then we just saw it be cut down, just completely just destroyed. It's just like, this is our legacy, these trees and this place.
UC Berkeley says it wants to build student housing on the park for about 1,100 students and 125 homeless people. An Alameda County judge gave the university the green light to begin construction last week. Dan Mogulov, spokesperson for UC Berkeley, says that he believes the university's project is in close alignment with the founding ideals of the park.
It's not exactly clear why people are opposed to a project that provides students with housing, that provided unhoused members of our community with housing, that preserves open green space. But we're going to continue with the work because of the support we've received from members of the campus community, support we've received from the mayor, from the city council, from our neighbors.
But community organizers and advocacy groups say that the university has other options, including building on a nearby parking lot. They have filed another lawsuit. This time, they're citing the Historic Preservation Act, which protects historical landmarks in the country. People's Park finally entered the National Register of Historic Places in May. Eric Gonzalez is a formerly unhoused resident at People's Park during the pandemic. He now lives temporarily at the Roadway Inn Motel alongside many other former residents of the park. He was one of the people who resisted in the park throughout last night.
Now I feel sad. It's a shame. It's UC Berkeley, you know. They don't need all this. They don't need how many hundreds of cops. They don't need that. It's just about money, and this is what it is.
This afternoon, police backed down and stopped detaining protesters who were trying to tear down the fence erected around the park. UC sent construction crews home, saying their safety couldn't be assured. Activists plan to occupy the park in the coming days. Andrea Pritchett from the People's Park Council says that even if there's open space in the university's development, it will never be the same for the People's Park community that has been there for over half a century. She will continue to fight for the park.
This space is a commons, you know, and the university coming in this way is robbing us of a commons and a meeting place and a place of art and culture. You know, we have shows all the time here. You know, and now the idea is that now we have to, where will we go?
UC has battled intermittently with activists over People's Park since its creation. In 1969, only a month after the park was established during the height of the Vietnam War and the free speech movement protests, Alameda County Sheriff deputies shot protesters, killing a bystander named James Rector. A protest in support of the park was to begin at 5 p.m. today in Sproul Plaza at UC Berkeley. I'm Ana Lucia Ralda for KPFA at People's Park in Berkeley.